Chapter 24. The Superhero. Thomas decided to sit out on the grass one morning. He took out a small folding chair, made a cup of coffee, grabbed a bagel, and headed outside. He took a paper with him. Thomas opened the paper up wide and held it in front of him. He wasn't reading it very long when he heard footsteps getting near, hitting the ground faster and faster. Thomas glanced up and saw a man in a light orange cape sprinting down the street. He stood up from his chair. He didn't believe what he was seeing. The man looked like a superhero. Thomas walked to the end of his driveway and looked down the street. The man in the cape picked up a bunch of litter on the ground and tossed it in the trash. An old man stood next to the trash can and shook his head at the superhero. The superhero ran back towards Thomas. Thomas smiled and waved. The man in the cape waved back and nodded. He continued to run off until he wasn't able to be seen down the street. Thomas glanced back at the old man, who was still shaking his head. His 18-year-old son walked out and greeted his father. They walked back inside together. Thomas drank his coffee and went to work. The next morning, he decided to sit outside again. He woke up, grabbed his coffee, got the paper, and sat outside waiting for the man in the cape to arrive. After a while, Thomas doubted he would. He opened the paper just like yesterday and began to read and relax. Just then, he heard footsteps stamping down the street again. Thomas looked up, but this time, it was the 18-year-old son. He was carrying a light red purse. Thomas watched as the boy flew by. Soon the man in the cape followed, running much faster. Thomas ran out to the end of the driveway. He turned and looked down the street just in time to see the man in the cape tackling the boy down. He grabbed the purse from the boy. The old man ran over angry at the man in the cape. Thomas approached the old man and explained, "Your son had this purse. There's no way it belonged to him." The old man started to argue, but a young woman caught up to them. She was out of breath. The man in the cape offered the purse back to her, and she gladly took it. She turned angrily to the young boy and then to the old man. "Your boy stole this from me. You need to teach him some manners." The old man looked furious at the young boy. The boy ran into the house. The old man shook his head and apologized. The man in the cape said it was all in a day's work. The old man went back inside the house. Thomas turned to talk to the man in the cape, but before he could say anything, the man was off again. Thomas called out, "Where are you going?" And the man replied, "To do what I always do."